This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 154, rrradio.com. Everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 154, the first show of 2012. We are well on our way to 2020. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. You can email me, richard@rrradio.com. You can also leave comments if you'd care to at the Roots Rock Radio YouTube channel or on Twitter. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/rootsrockradio or on Twitter, twitter.com/rootsrockradio. No longer on Facebook. I had a Roots Rock Radio Facebook page along with a Twitter page and the YouTube page. Recently, I started getting emails from Facebook trying to get me to tell them my phone number as proof of my identity. Yeah, like I trust Facebook with anything like that. I've had this Roots Rock Radio Facebook page for a year or so. They gave me the option to identify my Facebook friends. Well, the problem is, I had a few hundred bands and listeners as friends, but I don't really know what most of them or their personal photos look like. So Facebook sent me these photographs to identify in lieu of my phone number. There was no way I could ID the photos that Facebook gave me. Some of these photos were of bands and their families. So I abandoned that site. I suggest Roots Rock Radio listeners gather around youtube.com/rootsrockradio or twitter.com/rootsrockradio for your Roots Rock and social media needs. Goodbye, Facebook, and a good kick in your butt riddance. I ain't going to miss you one bit. So when I was in high school, I used to get in trouble for growing long hair. The Stones and the Beatles were my fashion models in those days. I can't believe this is still going on in 2012. A 17-year-old high school student, leukemia survivor, said he decided over the holidays to grow out his hair and donate it to Locks of Love after learning the sister of a family friend had cancer. Officials at Madison Academy ruled that his hairstyle is violating school policy. Despite his suspension, the teen says he isn't planning to cut his hair and hopes the board of the charter school will reconsider. He says, "I fought cancer my entire life. I'm going to keep fighting this." The teen said he was diagnosed with cancer as an infant and has been in remission since he was 7. He says his hair has to be at least 10 inches long in a ponytail for the donation. Right now, it's about 2.5 inches. The school student's handbook posted in the district's website requires boys' hair to be clean, neat, free of unnatural or distracting colors, off the collar, off the ears, and out of the eyes. That's just amazing that the school is concerned about long hair these days in 2012. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. 1959, alone with an acoustic guitar and tape recorder, in a New York City apartment, Buddy Holly made his last recordings, including Peggy Sue Got Married, Crying, Waiting, Hoping, That's What They Say, What to Do, Learning the Game, and That Makes It Tough. 1967, the Monkees performed live for the very first time at the Cal Palace San Francisco to a sellout crowd. 69. The Beatles moved from Twickenham Film Studios to Apple Studios in London to start recording the Get Back LP. Billy Preston was brought into the sessions. John, Paul, and George knew Preston from 1962 when he was a member of the Little Richard backing group. The Beatles were determined to record the album live, flaws and all. Speaking of the Beatles, 1958, the Quarrymen performed at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. This was the band's only performance at that club. It was 3 years later when they appeared again at the Cavern, but under their new name as the Beatles. 62, Brian Epstein signed a management deal with the Beatles. Epstein was to receive 25% of the band's gross earnings. The normal management deal was 10%. 1969, the Doors appeared at Madison Square Garden, New York City. They were paid over $50,000 for the gig, making them one of the highest paid acts in 1969. In 67, the Beatles made a last-minute remix of Penny Lane before the pressing of their next double A-sided single, Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane. Both songs were originally intended for the forthcoming Beatles album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And in 65, Downtown by Petula Clark was number one on the U.S. singles charts. First up, in 2012, Mr. Terry Anderson. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
that man I've been. Cast his ashes to the wind. Start over again with you. The biggest sweetie, won't you keep me? Won't you meet me on that hill?
There was a man against the heaven. He said he got to let me in. I was rich when I walked the earth, and I believe that ain't a sin. The Saint Peter sat and just shook his head, said, "All that man we can do." Said, "Your heart is full and your man is satisfied. 'Cause money."
We just heard Nick Moss. We heard his tune, Blood Runs, on the web, nickmoss.com. Before that, we heard Torbjørn Risaeng. We heard his tune, All Your Dollars, on the web, risaeng.info, R-I-S-A-G-E-R, from his CD, Dust and Scratches. Before that, we heard from Hurricane Doyle. We heard his tune, Begging Sweetly, on the web, myspace.com, Hurricane Doyle. And opening this last set, we heard Mr. Terry Anderson and the Olympic Ass-Kicking Team. We heard his tune, Riding Around, sounds like NRBQ. He is the former drummer from NRBQ, and he also drums for the Yahoos. It's not too often that a drummer is a leader of a band, let alone a good songwriter for the band. Terry does both with his Olympic ass-kicking team. From their website, we are trying to make beer pong an Olympic sport so that our ass-kicking team can dominate and take home the gold for America. On the web, olympicasskickingteam.com. Did you know there's a National Mustard Museum in Wisconsin? If you didn't, well, there is. And they have been given extra time to pay off $178,000 loan in order to increase the size of their staff. I'm not sure what they do there. So in Palm Beach County, fire rescue crews performed an age-old act of kindness known exclusively to their profession. They rescued a cat from a tree. The cat, a brown and black young feline known as Googly Bear, had been in a tree for about 2 days. At the homeowner's request, a ladder truck responded and brought the cat down safely from the tree. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 56, Elvis Presley with Scotty Moore and Bill Black made his first national television appearance on the Dorsey Brothers stage show. 65, The Who made their first appearance on UK TV with Ready, Steady, Go. To project the desired image, the hand-picked audience consisted only of teens dressed in the current mod fashion. In 1988, 11 years after it was released, the Sex Pistols album Nevermind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols, went gold in the U.S. with sales over 500,000. I bought it when it first came out. In 1918, Elmore James was born. Known as the King of the Slide Guitar, he wrote Shake Your Moneymaker, among others. In 61, Bob Dylan achieved his dream of meeting his idol Woody Guthrie. When Guthrie was on weekend release from hospital, Dylan told him, "I was a Woody Guthrie jukebox." Guthrie gave Dylan a card which said, "I ain't dead yet." 79. 16-year-old Brenda Spencer killed 2 people and wounded 9 others when she fired from her schoolhouse across the street onto the entrance of San Diego's Grover Cleveland Elementary School. When asked why she did it, she answered, "I don't like Mondays." The Boomtown Rats went on to write and record a song based on the event. 67, at Abbey Road Studios in London, the Beatles started work on a new song, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It wasn't until the Beatles had recorded that song that Paul McCartney had the idea to make the song a thematic pivot for their forthcoming album. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. Next up, Blue Moon.
So there's this fear that suffocates your dreams when you pull me near. Something deep inside you screams, and there's this voice within your head keeps telling you, yeah, things already said. Feels like it's starting again. And under this moon, suddenly you know feelings here will, yeah, they'll stretch until they show. But the tide is turning. Don't let the waves wash you away. Just stay, don't wash away. One tiny grain placed in the right hands, tip of a pearl. Now, girl, I think you understand. Hold on, it's coming. Yeah.
that man. And everyone knew his name. He wore silk pajamas and never looked the same. In his garden he grew flowers and he'd sit there every day. Sat there in the sunshine, and even if it rained, he painted pretty pictures on my walls, and on my walls. He painted pretty patterns in my mind and on my floors. And he wastes the day away. In the morning he drinks brandy, and at night the best champagne. He painted pretty pictures on my walls, on my walls. Pretty patterns in my mind and on my floors. Around the time was his name. Remington went away, and now his house is on the market, and outside it empty champagne. He painted pretty pictures on my walls, and on my walls. He painted pretty patterns in my mind. Then on my floors, around the town was his name. That was his name.
Well, at least tonight, I know that I'm in love with you.
We just heard Vidar Busk and his Bubble of Trouble. He did Are You With Me, Baby, the Leroy Brothers song. On the web, vidarbusk.no. Before that, we heard Cuban Heels. We heard their tune, Grit Bag. On the web, myspace.com, Cuban Heels. Before that, we heard Hokey Joint. We heard Remington. On the web, hokeyjoint.co.uk, their UK-based roots band. And opening this last set, we heard Blue Moon Harem. We heard their tune, Stay. Boston-based independent singer-songwriter rock band, BlueMoonHarem.com. So I'm still waiting on a serious snow this winter. We had a tease of a snow at the end of October, which is really early for the east coast of the USA, but not much since then. There's been a few cold days and a few cold weeks, but the first couple weeks of January, mid-January, temperatures are in the 40s and 50s all day. Historically, we've got some fantastic snows in February, so February's still coming up, hoping for a couple of good snows. Doesn't seem like winter to me if I don't stay home from work a few days because of the snow. Very similar to staying home from school as a child. Beatrice Harrison played the cello in her garden in Surrey, England, regularly accompanied by nightingales. The BBC transmitted the music of Beatrice and the Birds live on May 19, 1924, the first ever live outdoor broadcast. Each May the 19th, the BBC returned to the garden to broadcast the nightingales. On May 19, 1942, as BBC engineers were recording the bird song prior to transmission, 197 bombers flew overhead on their way to raids in Mannheim. Realizing the security risk, the broadcast was halted, but not the recording. You can find the recording online. So in 1992, American blues singer and guitarist Willie Dixon died. In 1982, American blues guitarist singer Sam Lightning Hopkins died. And in 1970, American blues musician Slim Harpo died of a heart attack while recording in London. He was 46. That's a lot of blues deaths in the same month. Some dates in rock and roll history. 1956, Elvis Presley started recording what would be his first album at RCA's New York studios. Songs recorded included his version of the Carl Perkins song, Blue Suede Shoes. 1969, the Beatles played their lunchtime rooftop gig on top of Apple's building in Savile Row in London, lasting for just over 40 minutes. It was the last time the Beatles performed live, chronicled in the Let It Be film. 1973, after recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, this band made their first appearance at the Popcorn Club in Queens, New York. What was the name of the band? Answer later in the show. 1957, Decca Records announced that Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock, had sold over a million copies in the UK, mostly on 10-inch 78s, surprisingly. 1967, the Beatles spent a second day at Knoll Park, Kent, England, to complete filming for the Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video. The film was shot in color for the benefit of the U.S. market, since U.K. television was still broadcasting only in black and white. Taking time out from filming, John Lennon bought an 1843 poster from an antique shop in Surrey, which provided him with most of the lyrics for the Beatles' song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of this size record made jukeboxes possible. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe, rrradio.com.
Did you ever hear a Fender guitar cutting through a shotgun shack? Slapping hard up against the barn and out across a railroad track. You're never the same. You're never the same. I remember Uncle Billy glide, rumbling up the gravel road to take me for a ride never the same. You're never the same. First you hold the handlebars, then the steering wheel, and you're holding someone in ribbons and high heels. You're never the same. You're never the same. There's a yellow school bus pulling up to that new house down the lane. She sits down right next to you and wants to know your name, and you're never the same. You're never the same. And the very first time you take her out in the four-door family car, drive her down to the Dairy Queen, show her your guitar, she's never the same. Never the same. First you hold the handlebar, then the steering wheel, then you're holding someone in ribbon and high heels. You're never the same. You're never the same. Never the same. Never the same.
Well, if I recall, it was the likening to a better time. It was a moment when the world slowed down. It was a moment when we all looked in and all looked out. Oh, and there once was a time when the ground was in cold light, fresh falling snow drifts of an 802 winter, and we'd stick around to take on the town as night went up and day went down. I miss those old lights up in the ceiling of sky. Oh, voices in the dead of the night calling out. Oh, you gotta see it, but whatever came of our priorities. And there once was a place where the rules met temptations, met fleeting youth with a foot out the door, and our nervous thoughts turned to hollow thoughts like the old empty bottles at our luncheon tables, and had a fear to run around and run around that track again and take on the world like an old time and a good time, and for all you wanted to see, for all it's worth, we never wasted a damn performance. Oh no, I miss those old lights up in the ceiling of sky. Oh, voices in the dead of the night calling out. Oh, you gotta see him, but whatever came to be, numbers and figures just to figure it out. Sooner or later that, no, it ain't the stage you're in. It ain't the places you've been. It ain't the one you're with. It's what you're feeling and oh, yeah. I can feel it, I can feel it like those lights on. Close the flash, another photograph, a memory. Renting space on an empty wall, yeah. An empty wall. So, oh, lights up in the ceiling, the sky. Oh, voices in the dead of the night calling out. Oh, you gotta see them, but whatever came to be.
Pretty girls in town, I'm young and wild. Young and wild, baby, I'm young and wild. That's my style, that's my man. I'm making love come so naturally. It was really meant for me. That's called pretty little girls around. Say, man, he is the coolest around. He's young and wild. Like a man, I look aside. I'm young and wild. Woo! Young and wild, baby. I'm young and wild. That's my style, that's me. Well, someday soon I'm gonna settle down, when I find the best looking girl around. But right now, while
just gonna have myself a ball. I'm young and wild. Woo! Young and wild, baby. I'm young and wild. That's my style, best man. Young and wild. Young and wild.
We just heard John Guster, Young and Wild, on the web myspace.com, John Guster. Before that, we heard Brent Hine Presents. We heard his tune Tsunami. On the web, twitter.com, Brent Hines. Before that, we heard Garrett J. Brown. We heard his tune Priorities. On the web, garrettjbrown.net. And opening the set, we heard Danny Darst, Never the Same. On the web, myspace.com, Danny Darst. So in 1973, after recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss made their first appearance as Kiss at the Popcorn Club in Queens, New York. A winning $1 million lottery ticket picked out of a gas station trash can has become the subject of a three-way legal battle in Arkansas. A patron went to the trash bin to pick up a handful of discarded lottery tickets, as she had done many times before. A program through the Lottery Commission website allows people to register non-winning tickets for points that they can use to work towards prizes. She realized that the ticket was not completely scratched off. In fact, it was not a losing lottery ticket at all, but worth $1 million. She turned in the ticket and received a check for $680,000. The Lottery Commission began the process of confirming all winning tickets, and in the course of the investigation, surveillance footage showed her grabbing a handful of discarded tickets from the trash bin. After seeing the footage, a store manager claimed that customers were not allowed to take tickets from the bin and that she had a deal with the manager that those tickets belonged to her. So she, of course, sued for it. The $680,000 winnings are frozen as the case makes its way through court. The next court date has not yet been set. I hope you're enjoying your winter so far this year. I know Washington State got a lot of snow for them. 5 or 10 inches, something like that. They usually get that the entire season. But we haven't got hardly any so far this year on the East Coast. Well, there you have it. Another fine Roots Rock Radio show for your listening enjoyment. Until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.